We present Dick Bentley, Jimmy Edwards, June Whitfield, and Wallace Eaton in The Glums, a typical domestic story of vulgar, moronic, and pathetic everyday folk, with June as F, Dick as Ron, and Jimmy as the awful Pa Glum. Today's story is entitled Holiday for F, or No Strings on This Package. As usual, Pa Glum is trying to put back the clock in his local pub.
Gentlemen, time, please, gentlemen. Let me have your glasses. Here, Mr. Clump.
Yeah?
You thought about where you're going for holiday this year yet?
I don't reckon we'll bother this year, Ted. No, not after what happened last year, no. I might take the missus up to Regent's Park to see the cart horse parade, but nothing more.
She likes that, does she?
Ted, yeah. A cart horse parade to Mrs. Glum is what a fashion show is to other women. I'm not going to go through last year's argy-bargy again. What? Look, you know my son Ron, don't you?
Ron?
You know the one, Ron. Pal Dowie.
Oh.
Well, last July, his fiancée, F, come rushing round to him one evening, and she was a gog, Ted, a gog.
After all, the sort of girls we've got in our office, well, one's got to be careful.
Which one's that?
Ron, if you'd only stop trying to see how far you can pull your chewing gum out, perhaps you'd hear what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, Eth, I was trying to break my record.
Good. Well, now do me the courtesy of furling it back in your mouth and listen. What I'm trying to tell you is, Ron, I've got a refund on my PAYE.
Oh. Well, don't you try and treat it yourself, Eth. You let the chemist do it.
Ron, PAYE is the pay-as-you-earn tax for all wage earners. Well, anyway, they gave me a wrong code number, and Friday the office had a letter. I've got £42.13 refund.
F, don't you pay it.
Oh, Ron, they pay it to me. We've got £42.13 all for ourselves.
F, £42.13.
Shh, Ron, keep your voice down. Yeah. Now listen, Ron. This money must be our secret. If Mr. Glum finds out I've got it, well, you know your father, don't you?
Yes, Eth, that stout man with the beer stain. No,
Ron. I mean, him and money.
Yes?
Well, he's only got to hear that anybody's got even a spare sixpence and, well, something happens to him. His hands suddenly come like the claws of a crane machine. You can just imagine what stories he'd make up to get hold of £42.13.
Don't worry, Eth, he won't find out.
Ron, what am I going to do?
What's the matter, Dad?
The Harley Street medical specialist has just told me. Your beloved mother's beloved left leg has got to have that expensive ultra-gastronomic ray treatment. Where's a poor man like me with no prospects going to find £42.13?
Mr. Glum.
Oh, hello, Eth. I'm sorry I busted in. I didn't know you was here.
Didn't you, Mr. Glum?
I don't like that tone, Eth. I won't have it. It's a tone that implies I was listening at the keyhole and rushed in with a story about Mrs. Glum's leg in order to get my hands on your PAYE refund. Which, in point of fact, I don't even know you possess.
Oh, well, just the same, Mr. Glum, you might as well know this.
What?
I've made up my mind what I'm going to spend the money on.
Oh, you have?
Something exciting and romantic.
Me, yeah?
Well, in a way, Ron, yes. Both of us.
Ooh.
Mr. Glum, that £42 odd is going to pay for a holiday.
Oh, well, I suppose I should disapprove, but, or perhaps you're right. Whereabouts had you in mind, Eth?
Somewhere Somewhere really exotic. Somewhere on the continent.
Oh, the continent, as they call it, eh? Oh, la la, vive le sport.
It's not all that expensive, you see. Mabel Allwright passed on to me the brochure of the place she and her Reg went last year.
Oh.
It's called Les Zoutes.
Les Zoutes? Les Zoutes. Oh, yes, that's South France, isn't it? Yes, near Marseillaise.
No, Mr. Glum, it's North Belgium.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. Yes, you're quite right. Yes, I was thinking of before the war, yes. Belgium, eh? Where all the Belgians live, eh? Show us that brochure. Let's have a voici, as they say over there.
Oh, it looks gorgeous, doesn't it? See, Ron?
Yes, eh? All the bays and coves and little rocky bits.
Oh, we could have 9 days there on the money.
Oh, it does look nicer. I would still have preferred the south of France, but, well, it is your treat, eh? So, I'll go wherever you want.
Yours? Mr. Glamour, I think you've got the wrong end of the stick. The idea was just Ron and me.
Aye?
Alone.
Ethel? I don't think I'm with you.
We don't want you with us.
That's enough from you, my boy. On my word like that, and I'll deprive you of your chewing gum. Now then. Hey, I'm speaking to you now. Is it your idea that you and Ron, an unmarried engaged couple, should go off alone together for 9 days under the hot North Belgium sun?
Yes, Mr. Glum.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Dad.
Mr. Glum, I hope you're not going to be old-fashioned, but lots of things have changed since your day.
And some things have stayed the same. I'm very sorry, Ethel. I won't entertain it. You two are not carting off to the continent unchaperoned. If me and Mrs. Glum can't come with you, you can forget the whole idea.
But you can't come with us. What the all-in price is, £14 per inch.
All right.
And my windfall's only £42 in all.
All right.
Oh, Ron, you talk to him.
All right, Ed. Look, Dad, if Ed wants to take me on holiday, why can't I be taken? Don't you trust me?
Well, if you want to know, Ron, no, I don't.
Well, suppose I give my word. I promise I will not stay in the water too long.
Ron.
Yes, Dad?
How can I put this to you? That is not what I'm worried about.
But what else could I possibly do wrong?
Well, for goodness sake, well, snogging and cuddling and kissing.
Oh, yes. Oh, here. Dad's just had a smashing idea.
For goodness sake, give over sobbing like that. Stop crying now, you mate. Honestly, it's so horrible. It sounds horrible. It makes me feel like some sort of a tyrant.
Well?
Some kind of a Genghis Cohen. Look, I'll tell you what now. You've upset me now. I'll meet you halfway.
You mean in the channel?
No. She's touched me now with her crying, and when I'm touched, I'll make a sacrifice. I'll make a personal sacrifice. You say the money won't run to four people, all right, then it won't run to four people. Then it'll run to three. So I shall be unselfish.
Oh, you mean...
I shall leave Mrs. Glum behind. Now let's get straight along to that travel bureau and let's make our booking.
Three bookings for the 9-day all-in-the-zoot holiday.
That's
yes,
obvious.
I can do that. We put you in the Grand Hotel Magnifique de l'Internationale. 14 bedrooms, no bath. But it has a really wonderful queasy.
Yeah, that's it. They got a queasy. Yes. Oh, dear. We'll go in there for a flutter, eh? Oh, dear. How about that? Deux francs on Newborough nerf. I can't wait for it. Well, that'll be highly suitable. Thank you very much indeed. Now, this time next week, we shall be toasting you in Vin Blanc. So, with my thanks everything, may I bid you hors d'oeuvre?
One moment, sir. We do insist on payment in advance.
Oh, you can't scare me there, matey. Le douin, s'il vous plaît. Divvy up, eh?
Well, here you are, sir. 10, 20, 30, 40, 42.
Yes?
Well, that's it. 3 14s, 42.
Right, 14, madam.
Well, look, I've got your brochure here. 9 days in Lisieux, £14 per person, all in inclusive, see? It says.
Yes, but madam, that is last year's brochure.
Well, what about it,
then? Well, I'm afraid there's been a 40% price increase since then.
Oh, 40%. Oh, Ron, quick, what's 40% of 14?
40% of 40. 40 into 1 won't go. 40 into 4, that won't go either. It's impossible, then.
No, sir, the new rate says £19.12 per person.
£19.12. Oh, no. Well, Mr. Glum, now what?
What do you mean, now what?
Well, there's no question of three people going now. So, our happiness is up to you.
Oh, well, when you put it like that, eh? How can I remain a madamant? Children, you'll have your 9 days alone together.
These last 9 days have been perfect. They were worth every penny of your money. No mum and dad around. Just alone with my F all day long. Mm. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, yes, Ron. But now it's nearly ended. I don't know if we did right.
Why, F?
I keep thinking of your mum and dad.
But they're miles away, yeah?
That's just it.
What do you mean?
I still feel they should have stayed at home and we should have gone to Lisieux.
That was The Glums, a recorded extract from Take It From Here, first broadcast in the BBC's Light programme on the 12th of March, 1958. Those involved were Dick Bentley, Jimmy Edwards and June Whitfield, encouraged by Wallace Eaton. Frank Muir and Dennis Norden wrote the script, which was produced by Charles Maxwell. This edited version was prepared by John Brough.